Have you experienced watching a horror movie where the terror is unfolding and you just mute the sound? Is it that scary? Do you calm down? We have to understand that the music, that the background of all our actions are mostly emotional responses. And let's discuss how this affects your company, your business, and your work.
Business artists learn how to channel their purpose, vision, and talents. While navigating the proper strategies and tactics in their companies to impact the world for good. No more business as usual. I'm Ramon Estrada, and this is Business is Art.
A few days ago, I was jogging around in my neighborhood, and I was in a way listening to Spotify, and I had a really calm background music. And I was jogging at a certain pace, but suddenly I felt that I needed more energy. I wanted to increase my speed so I could go towards my goals, because I have to say, I want to disclose publicly that I want to run half a marathon this year. So for me, I had to run at a certain pace with an energy. But my music playlist was not working with me. That was, of course, my decision. But then when I switched the music, I felt an urge to follow another beat. And I was more motivated. I was happier. I could even sense what was happening outside of, you know, myself in the neighborhood, the people walking the dogs, the cars, the kids going to school. They felt different. And this has made me think about how many times I have been watching a terror movie, a horror movie, and just lowering the volume or even muting it, how it stops affecting me. Just think about the sound of the movie Jaws, doo-doo-doo, or Twilight Zone, or anything like that. It really goes in the core of us. So if this is with music, with sound, what's our inner sound and is affecting us in our decision-making as entrepreneurs, as CEOs, as founders? I have to say that our inner music is deeply connected to our emotional state. Just think about it for 1 second. When you are fresh and you are going out of your house in a sunny day and you feel, let's say, calmer, you are full of joy, you want to move towards your targets each day, you act in a different way than when you are on a maybe cloudy day with rain and maybe, you know, the traffic is heavier than usual and you are getting late. This is affecting how you will react. And this goes back to this thought that we eventually want to achieve results. And to get these results, we want to do some actions. We are acting in a way. But the way we act is being informed by how we observe the world. And I just read this phrase that we see the world through how we feel. And this is really important as entrepreneurs to understand that we have two options. We have one option that is to be out of sync, where our brain waves, our heart are pounding at a different rhythm, and that there is no connection and communication among these two really important organs in our body, that they not only, the heart not only pumps blood in our body, but the heart also is communicating through electromagnetic fields and electricity to our brain. And when we are breathing deep, we are getting more in sync between the heart and the brain, and we are affected in many, many ways. One of them is we have in our body a lot of energy. We feel good, right? We have the sensation of being, let's say, stronger. We are active. Then also we are feeling probably joy, or at least an awareness in our emotion. We are more open for what's happening outside of us. We are even thinking clear. We are really more intelligent, we are more present, we can be more open for new ideas. And lately, or the last one, is that we are also more open to what's happening outside of us. So we are connecting even way more with our environment, with our team members, with our shareholders, or whatever is happening, even with our families. This tension between being in sync or not I would like to address it with this a poem from David White in this book that it's called The Heart Aroused. And the poem starts in the section called Taking the Homeward Road, the Soul at Midlife. And it says, whatever graceful tension we have achieved between innocence and experience, midlife seems to come upon us unawares. The subtle changes engendered in the body, suddenly by the mirror's light, seem to be anything but subtle. Our mind and our heart also change radically. The world appears differently to us than it did even, perhaps, a few short years before. No matter our surroundings, no matter our product, profit, or place in the company, even as we reach the height of our powers, the whole weight of our existence shifts on its axis. So here comes again this conversation about choices. Power, feeling empowered in our companies by reaching our goals, has to do with having choices. And we don't have choices if we are only reacting to what's in front of us. We want to really create the space by taking a step back, realizing how we are feeling, and what's the music in this situation that we are facing. In our next episode, we will be talking about the drama triangle. And it has to do with the different characters that we play when we are being reactive, when we are in this drama situation and we are playing different sorts of music to the situation. What's the situation? The situation is what it is. But we make it react in ourselves according to our mindset. So here goes to going deeper into being aware of how we are, also taking few breaths or even taking a walk to clearing and pressing the reset button, and why not changing that music playlist so you can take better decisions.
Thanks for listening to Business is Art. And if you like what you've heard, subscribe to the show so you'll be notified when a new episode drops. You can also check for more free resources at businessis.art or check your show notes for a link. Godspeed.